Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Yes, I'm still in Bangkok for now. I got a question the other day from a guy, and I'm trying to think of who. Oh, well, he's a guy who's made a couple of donations to Mr. Bong in Klang Toei, and he asked me something, and you know, I didn't give it much thought at first. I just kind of let it go because I get, I don't know, a couple hundred emails every day, and I get sick of reading everything, and I just kind of glance over everything. But he asked me, what advice would I have for somebody, or what kind of secret little strategies do I have for somebody who wants to make a move to Thailand? And you know, the first thing I thought of was try. Just try. You just try to do it. You take the step, that initial step. And usually, if you got it in you and you really want to do it, you'll find a way to do it. You'll find a way to get it done. Because what I believe is it's very difficult for somebody to say, oh, well, you know, why don't you just come and teach English? Well, let me tell you something. I don't know, but for me, teaching English sucks. I never really liked it. I'm not, you know, some 20-year-old kid who wants to live off next to nothing and who likes to scrimp and save every single satang or every dollar so that I can sit in a classroom and teach kids and then get by on Thai street food all the time. That's just not where I'm at. And that's not to say that some teachers don't make a decent living here, foreign teachers. Some do. But to give some kind of generic answer, oh, you could sell on eBay. Well, yeah, you could. But, you know, the thing is that the market is flooded with Thai stuff. And if you're going to make it, it's going to take you time. It's going to take you quite a bit of time. But the thing is that if you try to do it, well, maybe you'll succeed, maybe you won't. But if you don't ever try, it's never going to happen. So that's my big suggestion, which maybe it's nothing special, but you know, take the step. If you want to make the move, just take the step and try. Whether it is starting to do the research, buying a ticket, just trying to figure out what your strengths are so that you know, well, what can I do? What is it that I have to offer that somebody will pay me for? And, if, you know, then there's the problem, I guess, of you're limited to what you can do in Thailand and many other countries for that matter as a foreigner. You know, if you don't live here as a native, then you're not going to be working the native jobs. It's not like you can go down the street and get a job at 7-Eleven. So, but if you don't try, you're never ever going to succeed. And the thing is that, you know, listen, I said before, I came here and I succeeded for a while. I was here for, I don't know how long it was, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And my money started running out, and I started teaching English, and I realized this is going nowhere. I'm going to end up flat broke, broker than I already was, and I need to go home. And I went home, regrouped, got a job working in Alaska, which I will admit it sucked. It was extremely hard work, cold, wet, stinky, monotonous, and about the best thing I can say is that at least I got to see a little bit of Alaska, and a small percentage of it was a decent time. But then I came back. Now, if I had never tried and never taken the chance, I would never have stayed here. I would have never met my wife. I would have never had kids. I would have never got into, well, I don't know, I may have gotten into journalism, and I may have never got involved with fighters. I don't know, but I took the step. And that's the key is if you don't try, that you let that fear of failing or fear of not being able to do something overwhelm you, then you'll never win. It'll always beat you. Now, one thing I've been thinking lately is that I've been here for in November. I think it's November, I don't know, 18th or 8th or something like that. It'll be 19 years here in Thailand. And what I've realized is, well, I realized a couple of things. The first thing I realized, and it took me a long time to realize this, is that, this will never be my country. As much as I like it, love it, hate it, become involved in the culture and what's the word? Immerse myself in the culture. It doesn't matter. I'll never be Thai. In this country, people will view me as a foreigner. And that was the first thing that I realized. Now, the second thing that I realized is I've grown old here. And I don't necessarily mean old in years. I mean old in, well, old in many ways. Not necessarily in years, because I'll be 52 in October, and that's not really all that old. But the life that I've lived and the accidents and injuries that I've been that have happened to me or that I've been involved in, have taken their toll on me. And I've grown old. And the thing is that the only reason I would say anything about this, because I tell you what, everybody has injuries. Everybody gets hurt. And eventually, in most cases, people have one or two nagging injuries when they get older. But the thing is with me is that it's definitely slowed me down the past, say, 2 years. It's really slowed me down a lot, and I don't like it. It's keeping me from doing things that I want to do. It's keeping me from being involved in some sports that I want to be involved in. I'd still like to box a little, but I'm a little worried about my hip and. I'd still like to do this and still like to do that, but some of the things they're just not possible when you get older. And the thing is I know I'm not that old. But that's something else to think about is that, when you're young and you say, "Oh, I want to go out on the road and I want to do this and I want to do that. I want to go around the world. I want to see the world. I want to be a traveler." And that's great. I think it's great. Because that's the reason that I left home is I wanted to see the world. I just saw a movie the other day. I think it was called Map on a Saturday or something like that. And it was just about this guy who used to be a TV producer. I think he said for ESPN. He decided to go out on the road. And he said something that after about 6 months, the traveling kind of got to him and it got to be a little monotonous. Well, I've slowed my traveling down. But when I first came here, I was going all over the place. I was going all over Thailand. I was going all over Asia, and I went a few other places in Europe and in South America. But I don't have the same zest. I don't have the same feeling. I don't even have the same feeling here in Thailand. I've kind of lost that the childlike feeling that when you go to a new place, you're like, "Hey, wow, what's this? What's that? Wow." Because I'm kind of mellow about wherever I go now. I kind of know it's just, hey, take it in and see what happens. See what this is. See what that is. Just kind of let it happen. And I don't necessarily mean that that's a good thing. Because when I came here to chill out and to get to know myself better and to see the world and to just see what happened, to go on an adventure. And I ended up getting married, having children, and now I live a life pretty much just like I would live anywhere else, with the exception that I do things a little bit differently as far as, you know, I make some videos, I take photos, and, you know, I have a little bit of, I can't seem to talk today. Have some investments and this and that, but, you know, for the most part, I live a life just like everybody else. And to me, this is the thing. Maybe some people might say, oh, you're so lucky, you're so this, you're so that. Oh, it's great, you get to do this. But for me, you know, it's the same thing every day. It's monotonous. And so that's my own fault. I've let it happen. You know, and that brings me to my next point, which is that, you know, the website and my channel, An American in Bangkok, it's not, it hasn't really morphed into what I've wanted to become. I started it about, 2 years and 2 months ago. And I didn't know what to do. I had no idea how to go about making a site or anything like that. And I just, you know, figured I'll just take it as it comes. I do things like I usually do. I fly by the seat of my pants. And it kind of morphed into this, you know, I'm the Dr. Phil, I'm the, you know, Dr. Ruth of Asia or whatever you want to call, and I'm helping all these people who got their problems with their girlfriends or with, you know, whatever else, but usually it's relationship related. And that's not where I wanted to go with this channel. So that brings me to the next point, which is, you know, please, if you got a serious problem, I'm not talking about one of these problems where you're wondering if your Cambodian girlfriend has a shitty asshole. Excuse me, I've been trying not to swear lately, but I feel that for the effect, I needed to say those words. If you've got a message or letter or something that you want to send me that's similar to that one, or like, sorry, Oz, but, you know, I want to bring a Thai girl back to Israel. Can I do this? That kind of message, I don't really want to deal with it anymore. I just don't. I just have no patience for it. I feel like you ought to be able to figure out that stuff yourself. And it's kind of like I got a message from a guy asking me to set him up with the pork stall girl. I did a video about a girl who works in a pork stall, and it just kind of happened. I did it spontaneously, and now he wants me to go and set him up with her and all this other kind of stuff. And I was like, man, you know, I'm not a matchmaker. I'm not asking you to be a matchmaker. Well, then what is it? If you're asking me to set you up with her, what is it then? You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to get involved in it. You know, if you want to understand, you know, like my whole approach towards life, it's very simple. My approach is, I just want to be mellow and just be left alone most of the time. And the people that I have around me are usually trusted friends or people that I know they're not the kind of people that I'm going to go out with and they're going to make a problem and I'm going to have all kinds of problems and I'm going to get involved in problems. And because the thing is I don't like problems. I don't want any major issues in my life because I don't have any. I don't need them. You know, so this is the thing, is that when I get all these kind of emails and messages, I appreciate the attention and the respect, I guess, that some people have given me and the lack of respect others have given me, it's not where I wanted the site to go. I wanted the site to go more of in a travel direction, and thus I'm going to try to do more things on this channel about food and about different places in Thailand. And the channel that I'm going to, the new channel that I'm going to start probably in another month or two, it's going to be about my trips in Asia, because what's happened is I've become so busy with the channel, the website, and this and that, I've kind of lost focus with what I like to do, which is I like to take photos. That way, really, I don't have to write. I don't have to cause any controversy. I just take the photos, and they're either good, they're bad, or whatever, and that's it. They do the talking. So that's kind of where I want to get back into. And one thing is that, you know, I've been talking about Bong from Klong Tui, and everybody's saying, oh, you're such a good guy, and you're this, and you're that, and okay, you know, all right, maybe, maybe great, you know. The thing is that as a human being, when I saw him, I was going to take photos. That's the only reason that I ran into him. It wasn't because I thought I want to go to Klong Tui and help people and that kind of thing. I heard the guy moaning in pain. I had a little chat with him, and I thought, hey, you know, this poor guy, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want it to be me. And I know there are people that are in far worse condition than he is, but I was there at the time. And now the good news is this, is that I have went to a hospital, and I know somebody at one of the hospitals, at administrator, and they are looking into getting Bong some medical care. I'm not sure if it's going to be free or highly discounted or discounted. I'm not really sure yet. We're going to try to get it to where he gets seen for next to nothing. I'm trying. I don't want to give the name of the hospital or the name of the people involved, because if it doesn't happen, then, you know, I just think it's better at this point not to give that information out. But hopefully I'll hear back. I thought maybe I would hear back today, but, you know, in the next couple of days I should hear something. And hopefully we can get him seen and make things a little more comfortable. Now, what I was going to say is that I went to Klong Tui because, you know, I like the whole gritty, dirty, I don't know how I can say it other than maybe there's a certain kind of symmetry in what's the word I'm looking for? The expressway and the little shacks, the rundown areas that are considered the slums of Klong Tui. And there's some kind of a symmetry that I see and I like. And, you know, they don't make for the best photos as far as like throwing one of those photos up on your wall. But I like taking the photos. And, you know, the thing is that I personally think that anybody with half of a heart, if they saw an old man with his legs broken and having a hard time walking and he's moaning in pain, you know, you might want to help him a little bit. I mean, you may not go quite as far as I have or anything. I don't know. Or maybe you go farther. But my point is nobody's got to thank me. You know, it's like it's not like I go out of my way to help people all over the place and I'm Mother Teresa. I'm not. You know, I can be a prick just like anybody else. Excuse my language again. And I can be difficult. I can be nice. I'm just like anybody else. But like I said, anybody human, anybody with half a heart, if they saw this guy and if it was you laying in a bed all day, every day, and it seemed like all you had was one person that took care of you, and you never got out, and nobody came and saw you, I just think that, you know, a little bit of kindness goes a long way, and I'm able to give that because there have been some people in my life, and my parents are the main people, but there have been some people in my life that have been very good to me and been generous and have been helpful. And, you know, I think that it's a good way to give back. So let's just hope that Bong can get the help at the hospital. Because I can't seem to get his ID. He doesn't have a birth certificate, and that's very difficult. situation to be in. I mean, you know, you don't have a birth certificate, you got no proof of being alive. What do you, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, what is left? I don't know. When, you know, he's been to the place that has the birth certificates on record, and they don't have any record of them. So, you know, but the other thing that what I was going to say is, you know, about changing the channel over a little bit. There's a guy out there, and I'll tell you, his YouTube is his channel is not all that popular at all, really. But his website is quite good, and I've been trying to get my own website fixed up, and then I've got another website for the trips in Asia. It's going to be completely unrelated to Thailand. And then I have my photo website, which I had exactly how I wanted. And then the company, Digital Railroad, this was quite some time ago, Digital Railroad, they went under. Then I went to Photo Shelter, and it was $30 a month, and I wasn't really using it. And so I stopped. And then I started using Weebly, which is kind of like Squarespace or WordPress. And I started doing it, and I thought, maybe I should go back to Photo Shelter. And then I did some work with Photo Shelter, and I thought, I'm not going to do it. So I got all these websites going on right now. I'm trying to get all of them fixed up. But the guy's name, I'm going to plug this guy, and he doesn't know who I am. All I know is that I like his website. I like what he does and how he goes about basically how his website is geared, as opposed to I looked at mine and I saw a lot of text, and I saw a lot of me telling people this or telling people that, and the best video is a video about or my most popular video is about me telling the 10 things that you should know about Thai women, or his website is about the things that he's doing. So I think that I've lost my way a little bit. And the website that I'm talking about is expertvagabond.com. His name, I think it's Matthew Karsten. He's a bald-headed dude, kind of like me, except he's got even less hair than me. And he's done some cool stuff, done some stuff in Thailand. And you know, like I said, I'm giving him a plug just because I like his site. But his site is kind of what I want to change my sites into. And the photo site, I've got somebody working on that for me. So hopefully that'll work out. But yeah, other than that, I don't really have a whole lot of helpful stuff to say, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I don't want to just take this time to do nothing but speak of myself. In the member section on my website, I have a forum, and, you know, the forum is very basic, and it's because of the, web builder that I'm using, the Weebly, and I've been looking around, and I'm trying to figure out what I should do, and, whether or not a forum is useful. So if any of the people who are members on my site or who would like to be members or who would like to give me some input, please let me know what you think about a forum, whether it's for members or not members, non-members. But I'm thinking about putting it on my American in Thailand website, which right now is just a copy of an American in Bangkok. So, you know, I don't know how useful it is. It seems like the one that I had, it slowed down a little bit, but it has been very useful. It's a great place for people to ask questions. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. But there's a lot of forums out there already, and I think that, you know, there comes a point when even the internet is oversaturated. I mean, the one thing that I thought about when I was looking at this guy's website is that what do I like to do? If I see a cool picture with one line of text in it saying, this is what I did, or, hey, check this place out, do I want to go to that, or do I want to go to a small paragraph, a paragraph of text that's telling me about something. I just about every site worth its salt uses photos in conjunction with text as opposed to being text heavy. The text heavy sites are usually for intellectual debate or for articles or whatever it is, but different than the kind of site that I am intending to have and that this guy has and that I intended in the beginning to have. That's all really that I got. I guess my main point, or one of my main point, is please don't write me again asking about whether or not your Cambodian girlfriend has a shitty asshole. Looking back, that's pretty funny, but I don't really want to handle those kind of issues anymore. I like to think that I have a little more to offer than that. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di la jerkin mind.